This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. TJ, the spy in the studio on a special edition here.
Special edition, right before I go start making trouble again.
We'll talk more about that here in a moment, but you and I spent the day
freezing out in the cold, the New Hampshire cold.
It was actually cold today. Last several days, it's been pretty warm here in New Hampshire. It was in the 50s. But today it was actually like freezing cold.
Yeah, holding signs, have every jury walking. There's the juror walking by. Good morning, holding the door for them.
Yep.
Making sure they knew that James is going to get 2 years if they find him guilty.
That's true. They don't like it in the courtroom when you as a defendant or the defense attorney tells the jury what the sentence could possibly be. That will usually be objected to and then stricken from the record. But in the case of people standing outside the courthouse, there's no regulation about that. So we did have signs saying like 2 years for recording or filming.
Filming the police is not a crime and so forth and so on. Because, you know, as I said,
that was our third day in a row with those.
Third day in a row. And of course, James wasn't arrested for filming the police. He was arrested technically for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. But when you actually, what is it
because
really about?
It
was filming the cops. And so when people stop and say they're going to give him 2 years for filming the cops, it's like, every criminal case is always more complicated than just the short soundbite you get on the news.
Sure.
And
you got to boil it down for a
sign.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, and it was fun. We actually got like, I would say 10 people would stop and say, they're going to give someone 2 years for filming the police.
Yeah, they were
not
shocked.
One person said, that's unbelievable. I don't believe it. I think you guys are lying. Everybody was like, really?
We even had one lady across the street. There was an insurance building across the street.
Like,
she popped out and she was asking about what we were doing.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of people, they had similar stories. They're like, oh, I was accused of assault and it's been 2 years. Or one guy yesterday, he said, well, I got my license taken away because I was caught driving without a license, and so now I'm a habitual offender. So I'm in here, and I can't get to my job, so I have a fines I got to pay, but I can't get to the job to pay the fines.
It's terrible.
And I'm like, this is
the system.
This is
what it does to people, especially poor people. Because if he was rich, he could just pay the fines.
Pay a defense attorney to get the charges dismissed or knocked down.
Let's continue the discussion. There's a lot of interesting things that happened today, because today was the day James actually testified, as opposed to the boring bureaucrats who testified all throughout the day yesterday. But let's go first to Sean. He is on the line. I'm calling from I don't know where, but he's on Skype. Hello, Sean. Do we have Sean in where?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Well, hello.
You're on the air.
All right. Well, can you hear me okay?
Yep. Go for it.
Audio's great.
All right. Just making sure. So the current system obviously sucks. But what I don't understand is, or totally follow, is how the voluntary non-government system wouldn't have the same problems.
Yeah, unfortunately, your audio did not stay good.
I think I managed to get the codec. I can translate garbled Skype calls.
He's a former NSA.
As a computer engineer, I had to listen to a lot of garbled GSM phone calls, usually in Italian or some foreign language. But what I heard is, how would another system that, like an alternative to the government court system, it would also have problems? And
is that what you were saying, Sean? I think we've lost Sean. Thanks for the call.
Darn it.
Well, but let's presume that was what he was saying, because that is something like what he told me off the air when I screened.
Yeah, because a lot of libertarians, they like, man, if we just got rid of the public school system, we'd have this perfect system without the government. I said, well, no, we'd still have problems, but they'd be different problems, and I guarantee you they'd be easier to solve than the problems we have right now.
Just like companies have problems, right? Like, there's no perfect company out there. If you work for a company, you know all the kind of the nasty ins and outs of the employees that don't like one another and they don't get along. Or if you work for some mega corporation, you know the bureaucracy of working for a mega corporation. But the key is, with companies, you don't have to pay for their services if you don't like the way they do business.
Yeah.
And with the government, you don't have that option.
And this allows the free market to hone its product far better than a monopoly would. A monopoly doesn't get the feedback because everybody's got to pay for it.
That's
and
right.
That's what the government school system is. Even if you don't send your kid to these crappy or mediocre schools that are generally the worst in their district, you do have to pay for them. And so it doesn't matter whether you send your kid there or not. It only matters if you have to pay for them.
It doesn't matter if you agree. Like, maybe you're a Christian conservative and you don't like what the public schools are teaching your child. You think it's immoral to not teach them about the Bible and teach them about evolution. Guess what? Tough. We're the government school board, and a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. at the Department of Education are going to be dictating what gets taught.
And so let's talk about courts.
Yeah,
courts
yeah.
are the same thing. You get the judge you get, and you basically don't get any choices.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a review of the constitutionality of that judge's behavior a couple of years afterwards, but that's basically all you get because it's a monopoly court system.
Well, I guarantee you, if you're a defendant or a litigant, the chances that you can go in there on your own and successfully argue your case are practically 0-0. Because in the beginning, like you noticed, they would file these what are called motion in limines. And the thing about it, they're very technical. They argue fine points of law. And if you don't object and say the right Latin phrase at the right time, if you don't bring up the right case precedent, the judge will deny your motion. I mean, so having a good lawyer is knowing a lot about these little arcane rules. So, you know, for example, James's lawyer, the prosecution filed a motion in limine to preclude James from even mentioning that he was a member of the press. And
they failed at that, by the way.
Yeah, but that's only because the defense attorney knew about the Garrick decision and a whole bunch of other decisions and was able mm-hmm. to articulate in Latin and a whole bunch of other legalese why the judge should rule in his favor. And so,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This attorney has done a pretty good job.
But when we look at arbitration that goes on today, so we currently have sort of competing justice systems. Many companies are demanding that people go through arbitration.
Yeah.
But they set up these arbitration scenarios ahead of time to be against the defendant. In the same way that the court system today is against the defendant, so are the arbitrations as they're set up. And the difficulty is that you do business all the time with big companies, and big companies have the money for the lawyers, and they have the time to prepare. So if you're, for instance, it's your cell phone contract, or you want to use a website, you got to click on their terms of service, you're basically at their mercy in that circumstance.
Absolutely.
If you want justice, essentially you have to leave those people and go, you know, mark your own course and ignore them, because you're probably never going to be able to make the big cell phone companies bill correctly or to get whatever justice you intend to get out of a company that's made you sign some terms of service. You know, they probably can't take your firstborn child from you,
mm-hmm.
but they basically can do anything else. And
yeah.
that's...
Yeah, and if you want the service, you got to sign them, and then if they want to change the terms on you later, they can do that.
And ultimately,
which means it's not really a real contract.
That's the marketplace working there in that system, because, you know, companies that provide better service are going to get more people to come to them than companies that provide worse service. Case in point, Facebook. Facebook's business model and MySpace's business model were basically the same, except that MySpace's crappy website crashed all the time, and Facebook's didn't, probably because it didn't allow you to cover a background in glitter or something like that. I'm not entirely sure why, but I'm pretty sure it had something to do with glitter. And, you know, so what would it work? How would it work in a free market? Well, here's one of the biggest questions.
How would courts work?
Yeah, how would courts work? Here's one of my biggest questions is, if I want to take Ian to court for harming me in some way, shape, or form, I can essentially threaten him with a ruling in civil court or confinement in a criminal court. So if he's harmed me, I can use force to bring him to justice.
Yeah.
And with an arbiter, like, say, you, TJ.
Yes.
I want to,
You want me to be the fair, neutral party, so yeah. I both will listen to both of your sides like a Judge Judy decide what should be done.
We know what happens in with the court case. What happens if I say, I would like to not use a court case, I would like an arbitrator because it's going to be faster and cheaper to use you, TJ, and I'd like Ian to enter arbitration. Ian says, you know what, I don't think I feel like that
You know,
today.
That idea would be so foreign. That idea that you've just brought up, that would totally make sense. Even 100 years ago, you had your village elders, and if two warriors had a dispute in a Native American tribe, they'd go to the village elder and say, who's right here? What should we do?
But now I'm a scofflaw, and I'm saying I'm not coming to your little arbitration. Yeah. What happens
you
then,
you guys
right?
have fun at your arbitration while you pound salt in your butt, because I'm not coming.
That's what we're going to talk about. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. What would a free market in justice actually look like? 855-450-3733. If you want to share your vision with us, you can do that. It's Free Talk Live. Skype username's LRN.FM.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Join join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. They are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch there. It's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about the future of justice absent the government, which I think we'd all like to see that happen. But what would it really look like? Let's go first, though, to Gamma Blast, calling from Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, Gamma Blast.
Oh, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Topic. I'm not sure I want to bring mine up. Yours is more interesting. But I was just wondering if do you believe that building a wall would violate the non-aggression principle?
That voting what?
Building a wall.
A wall.
And I assume you mean a wall along the southern border.
For a country, let's just say a country to build a wall to keep other people.
I don't know if I think it does. I think that the taking money from me to build a wall, it's a funding issue.
And you don't want to build a wall. So it's okay to take money from you if you want that wall built, but if you don't want the wall built.
Yeah, that would be more of an issue to me, is how do you pay for your wall, not where do you build a wall.
Stopping people from coming across it would be a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Stopping people from coming
across. If we're talking about a government wall here, if you can build all the walls you want on your own private property, that's your business. But if we're talking about a government wall that gets built public land, if someone is physically stopped from scaling that wall, then that would be a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Well, hold on. Why is that?
Because you'd have to hold the person at gunpoint in order to stop them from scaling.
They haven't paid for that wall. I mean, that's they don't have any rights.
If we're talking about public land, then someone should be able to come on that land.
Can I ask a stupid question? Can we just clarify the non-aggression principle again?
Thank you. The non-aggression principle is the idea that you shouldn't use aggressive force against people who are not hurting or threatening.
And is force strictly limited to physical force, or can it be psychological warfare, or can it be
I think generally it's limited
verbal
to physical force.
Okay, if I were to say, Ian, you're a boop, 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 and just start cursing you out, would that be a...
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words
will
never
hurt. So is it force is kind of in the eye of the beholder in this one? Is this just...
I don't think it's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, obviously, people can argue what they want about force, but in my opinion, aggressive force actually means the threat of violence and or actual violence.
Well, if you put up a wall... Okay, so what you're saying is the government basically can't have anything. And that, it's a stance to have, but
I don't think the government legitimately exists because almost everything they have, they've stolen, or the money that they use to pay for those things has been stolen. So even if they could raise the money voluntarily for this wall, that doesn't negate the idea of public property, which, of course, would lay beyond it, likely. And so, therefore, the wall should be legally allowed to be scaled if you want to follow the non-aggression principle, which obviously governments don't do. So we're in the world of ridiculousness.
Well, what you're saying is that I should be able to go to a public park in some other city with my angle grinder and cut their monkey bars down because I feel like it. And,
technically, you own the monkey bars.
Why do I own the monkey bars?
Owns it or no one owns it.
No. The taxpayers of that town would be the ones that have the claim.
So go buy something at a business, and then you're a taxpayer at the town.
Have you bought gas
in the town? You're now
a
taxpayer
push
in the town.
There might be an argument. Some towns do collect taxes, but they only use it for the roads.
Tax, I think, here in Keene.
So maybe what you're saying is that you buy some gasoline in a town that has a road tax on it, and then you take a jackhammer to their road.
Those people that are running businesses in that town are paying taxes. Therefore, everyone who pays for a product at the business is a taxpayer by default.
I think you sound like a nut. So, going on, I think that, yes, the funding of the wall is the biggest issue. However, once somebody gets past a wall, do you then have a right to do anything about it? Because, I mean, people build, people tunnel under these walls. They, most of the illegal aliens in this country are here illegally because they've overstayed visas.
Gamma Blast?
Am I going to shoot them? Is that what you're asking? Or am I going to throw them back out?
Well, no, I think we were just, because your original question.
I was building the wall.
Oh, so, okay. This is an interesting question.
I think you should be able to protect your wall and defend your wall.
But whose wall is it?
Well, let's say a scenario where you just have a group of people. They're not forced by any kind of coercion through taxation, voluntarily group together, section off a partition of land and say,
is it their land?
Everybody else in.
Yeah, whose land is it?
Their land.
Oh, well, then fine.
Build
all the walls you want
now,
and protect it with force if necessary.
Actually, and here's a fine point, because a lot of people bring this up, especially pro-government people. They say, TJ, we need city ordinances, because if we allowed people to build fences any height, they would build a fence 100 feet tall. And so we need to have a city ordinance that only limits the fence height to 6 feet, and you can't put razor wire on the top unless it's zoned commercially. And I say, well, here's the thing. There is a concept in libertarian circles called homesteading. That is, whoever was there first gets to enjoy what was there. So if I have a piece of land and you're my neighbor, I'm there and I'm enjoying the beautiful open vistas, and you come along and build a 100-foot wall, well, you've taken away my view of the vista now. I had this view, and so I should be able to go to you and say, look, dude, you didn't ask me. You built this 100-foot wall. Now I can't look at the beautiful sunset. I either want you to take it down, or I want you to pay me $1,000 because you destroyed my view of the sunset. Or how about we do a 10-foot wall? Or, you know, like, we'd work something out. And that is one thing, like, you know, how do you keep people from being jerks? And I guarantee you, government regulations do not keep people from being jerks. If anything, it just emboldens them, because they're like, look, the thing says I have to be under 80 decibels, so I'm going to be 79 decibels and still annoy you, even though it's really loud, but I'm well within the law. And so, you know, you can't stop people from being jerks, laws or no laws. All you can do is give them incentives to behave a certain way. So
you could take me to your free market court when I build my big wall.
Right. Yeah. So, Gamma, let me ask you this. This happens all the time, right? The government comes along, they take a piece of land from people, they say we're going to build a road here, and they, you know, they just drive their road through and they take land from people. Is that their road? I mean, they just demanded land from people, and, you know, they'll pay you what they call a fair market price, but most of the people that have their land demanded from them find out that they, like, I don't feel like this was a fair market price. So what do you think about that form of ownership? Because you can build a wall on land that you demand from people, but is it really your wall at that point?
I don't know. You're kind of getting off topic for me. I'm not sure. I was more thinking just the form of protection. As far as taking people land through eminent domain, I would say I don't believe in that. That's definitely force.
Well, that's kind of what the government, United States government's going to have to do to build a wall.
By the way, I totally support, as a libertarian, if you want to put up a razor wire fence with hedgehogs and you put warning, protected by claymore landmines, if you cross this land, you will die, I think that should be allowed. I
should
be allowed to booby trap your own land, as long as you clearly just let everyone know, hey, if you trespass, you're going to have some bad things happen.
Gamma Blast, thanks for the call and the question. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What would a free market in courts actually look like? And morality versus legality. We've got big questions and big issues here, but we'll also zero in back on James's case, too. It's Free Talk Live.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can join us here if you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
DJ the Spy,
and Mark,
and inviting you to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there.
We're holding another drawing to win one of the best non-lethal self-defense products available.
Wait. Another one. Wasn't there one that ended today?
That's right.
Okay. So a different one.
Okay. Another contest. Another opportunity to win. Yes.
I am listening on and pins and needles, Mark.
This is great. It's the Dad. The Dad is a pepper spray LED light combination. So it's a flashlight with a pepper spray, plus a Bluetooth built-in GPS technology for the crowd alert system.
Huh.
It's lightweight, water-resistant, and durable, thanks to its polycarbonate housing, making it virtually indestructible. You can learn more or get one for yourself or a family member. You want to make sure that the self-defense tool, it's the self-defense tool that if they need one, that they got one.
Do we have one of these available?
Well, you can go to tigerlight.net to take a look. You can't win this one, buddy.
Well, no. I'm going to buy one. I think it would be funny to spray me and tape record the whole thing and play it, because I've already been pepper sprayed by my friend Colin, who lives at the Quill in Manchester.
I've got one in my pocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can do that later, you know.
I think if you're really serious about doing that,
we need to do some product testing, you know, DJ, for our customers. We need to make sure that
it could be viral. I mean, you know, that could be a really big thing for Tiger Light or Free Talk Live.
That this thing actually hurts like hell, and there is no way I could possibly hurt anybody after getting hit in the face.
That's the kind of video that YouTube audiences would love. But look, if you're going to do that, you want to do it during the daytime and you want to do it outdoors.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to, yeah.
I didn't say I was going to do it right now. Right, I mean, yeah, just to have to go have dinner after the show and make signs.
You can enter our latest drawing by going and downloading. You listen to our podcast this Saturday and Sunday. You can download the podcast on Saturday and Sunday and then send your answer to the question that we'll be asking to contest@freetalklive.com by Christmas for your chance to win. So we'll ask a question on Saturday or Sunday. You download those two shows, listen to those two shows, answer that question. You'll be in email your answer.
Is there a wrong
answer
and a right answer to the question?
You answer. It's not yes or no, buddy.
Okay.
You can't just spam us yes or no at contest@freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, I will tell you right now.
Answers could be wrong or right if they're not yes or no as well. Like you could be asking for some other answer and it could be wrong. Right? Is there going to be one answer to this question or
Ian? Listen to the damn shows if you want the answer to the question.
I'm just saying, I don't even know what the question is.
There are
I'm
no
be
hints.
On the shows.
Here's the hint. The answer is not yes.
Okay.
Okay? Contest@freetalklive.com is where you'll have to send your answer in, and you'll have to send it by Christmas in order to win. So you can't just answer the question out into the ether. Obviously, you'll have to send us your answer. But somebody will win that handheld dad system. It's awesome. About $130 value.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. One of the questions we had earlier was about, you know, how would the justice system work in the absence of the monopoly that we have today, this government monopoly? And one of the things that we can say for sure is that we don't know exactly. I mean, we can have some ideas about what might actually transpire, that there might be competing justice systems.
We might have 500 different ideas because, like, you know, Ian, you hurt me, so I think our solution is to determine who's right. We're going to get in a cage and beat the crud out of each other until one of us is unconscious. And you agree to that. If that's how we want to work out our problems, I see no problem with that.
Which I'm glad you mentioned that because it brings us back to the discussion we never completed about this, which was Mark wants to come at me for some kind of suit. You're going to be the arbitrator. Mark files the case, but I'm saying, I'm not going to that. What happens in the supposed free market justice system to someone who is basically laughing at the idea of going to arbitration?
Me knowing who Mark is, if he's making an accusation against you and you refuse to even dispute it, I would probably not talk to you and just shun you.
My reputation would be harmed, basically. So some predict the idea of a reputation system. So you know about credit ratings, obviously. Yeah. Reputation system would take that to a similar, if not different
level. I'm pretty sure they exist. One I can think of is Yelp. Another one eBay's rating system.
Right.
Amazon has a rating system for sellers.
And there likely wouldn't be just one rating system either.
Right.
But, of course, that does bring the, you know, beg the question of, well, how will all this be organized? How can one person be rated in, you know, if you show up in a new town, how are they going to know who you are? And these are the things the market has to figure out. We don't know how that would all work.
Well,
but,
I mean, if you look at, for instance, I don't know how TransUnion and these
Equifax Experian.
Yeah, these organizations work, but I wonder what it would be like if I, say, went down to Belize and tried to get a mortgage. Would they check my U.S. credit, or would they start all over again? I don't know the answer. If they start all over again, we have a bad system on the planet, and it should be global, not designated to
countries. It's funny you
mentioned
that, Mark, because my ex-husband, he actually was a Mexican immigrant. He was a U.S. citizen immigrating to Mexico. He was trying to obtain Mexican citizenship. And he was trying to get a bank loan, and he required three Mexican citizens to write letters of references to say this is a person of good moral character who had to be customers of the bank. So I thought that was kind of an interesting security measure. Could you imagine your bank saying, Mark, to
That's
get a loan,
how they used to do it.
You need to have three other customers at our bank who will vouch for your ability to repay, that you actually work where you say you work, and I thought that was just an interesting way they did it down there. That, and that was just one particular bank in Mexico. I don't know. There might be other ways. But, yeah, different cultures do different things different ways.
Yeah, so let the market decide how all of this would work. There's a great book called The Market for Liberty that I actually turned into an audiobook. I did not write the book. It was written back in the 1970s, long before the idea of the Internet ever became reality. And so obviously now we have this amazing way to transfer information instantaneously that would certainly help facilitate whatever system the market or systems the market ends up developing. So we just want to have the opportunity to try something different. And with the government's one-size-fits-all system, it's really hard to do that. Meanwhile, meanwhile, with the government one-size-fits-all system, there are some major changes that can be made to make it a better system, like ending the war on drugs, for instance. That would free up all manner of court time to be able to hear real cases with real victims. And those cases do exist.
And that's like 80%. Like, if you look at the docket, about 80% of those cases are drug possession cases. I mean, when I go into court, it's always possession, possession, possession. That or open possession of a container, minor in possession. So it's like a ton of cases.
Every time you see the word possession, it's just the cash register ringing for these people.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, they don't even incarcerate generally. It's just a fine. And, you know, that means, well, yeah, if you don't pay the fine, you'll get incarcerated. But that's true for speeding tickets, too. Some lines, some, you know, towns make so much money off of tickets and fines and these sorts of things. They have a line item for this stuff. As a matter of fact, all towns have a line item. But some towns, it's a significant portion of their budget. It's just cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. It turns police from being peace officers or law enforcement officers into armed fundraisers.
It's true. So let's change gears back to another topic we never finished. TJ, you were going to briefly discuss morality versus legality. What's the difference?
Correct. Well, morality is an innate concept. We have this idea of what is right and wrong, and usually it's because other people, your parents, will say this is right or this is wrong. But we all know, we do not, like, if I ask you this hypothetical question, Ian, what law in New Hampshire prohibits you from putting a gun to somebody's head and saying, give me all your money? You do not need to look that up.
Threatening?
Well, you don't need to look in the law book to know that that's wrong.
Right.
That's just something, you know, morally you should know that you can't go into a bank, put a gun to a teller's head and say, give me your money.
This is what was meant by ignorance of the law is no excuse. Back in, what was it, the 12th century or something like that? Because you didn't need to know the laws because you knew what was right and wrong.
And so the law is an attempt to formally codify with words what we want to prohibit. We think something isn't wrong because it's illegal. It's the other way around. Something is morally wrong. We want to ban it. So we say it is illegal to put a gun to somebody's head and demand to give them money. And where people get confused is when a law is passed and there's significant debate about whether something's morally right or wrong. So a good example would be drugs. Do you or do you not have the right to put into your own body? Question one, do you own your own body? And if you do,
I think you do,
why don't you have the right to put into it whatever chemical compound you see fit?
You should have that right, but there are men with guns out there who will stop you if they know that
you're
doing it.
If you commit an act on that chemical compound that you should be held liable for, then you should be held as liable for that as you would if you had not taken it.
Well, you know, one of the arguments is we need to ban heroin because heroin addicts go out and commit burglary and steal things to support their habit. I'm like, well, arrest them for burglary and stealing. That's no doubt.
Toll free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on morality and legality or the court system or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can join us also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now, 1-800-647-9959. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-647-9959. That's 1-800-647-9959. 1-800-647-9959.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live, then please help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. It's you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And now you can use Bitcoin to subscribe to the AMP program. You can either use Bitcoin via Coinbase subscription, which is a cool little service they offer over at Coinbase, or you can do Bitcoin via prepaid. So you can just prepay for a certain number of months with Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can do that with credit cards, too. You can do the prepay option, although I prefer to not have the prepay option because it's easier to budget when people pay monthly. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group where people talk about things like, well, what's the libertarian position on this? And we're talking about the court system. Oh, sorry, TG, let me try that again.
Yeah, you mic'd me. I'm going to get all angry now.
Don't curse.
I lost
course.
My...
Of course. Well, don't worry about it. We've got plenty to talk about here tonight. And we need to circle back around and cover more of the James Cleveland trial that happened today, that wrapped up today. The jury is currently in deliberations, resuming that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Let's go to Nick in Philly. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ the Spy, and Mark.
Hey, guys. So you guys are talking about morality, and I just want to elaborate on that a little bit, that it's not really an arbitrary concept. It's more of like a collectivized social construct.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, like basically revolving around what's good for the species survival. It's very rooted in survival. Like if you actually look up the term good, its synonyms are things like health and if you look up evil, its synonyms are things like decay, illness, death.
Yeah.
So the general idea is what's good for the species as a whole is when we empower each other, and when we tear each other down or prey upon each other, we're actually killing ourselves in the process.
So are you saying that a species of intelligent aliens could still act morally towards each other, but act immorally towards us? Is that what the claim is? Is that it would be within a moral construct to treat us differently than themselves?
Well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about aliens as in like outer space aliens, I don't. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not talking about illegal aliens. But
okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's philosophically, I try to keep things like with what we have versus dealing with that kind of
hypotheticals.
I don't know that, yeah. You know, like morality, I think we're still figuring out what it is. And I believe that the universe is woven with morality. I believe in a creator, yeah. So therefore I believe that it's woven into the fabric of the universe. I think we're still discovering what it is. So for instance, you know, maybe chimpanzees or dolphins are intelligent, but we treat them like animals because we treat every being that isn't human being like an animal. But there's human beings, for instance, those in comas or people who are sufficiently, you know, I know it's not the right term anymore, retarded or developmentally disabled or whatever the term
whatever
is.
Whatever term du jour that the politically correct people want us to use.
We say they don't have certain rights. You know, they just don't have this right or that right. Blind people don't have the right to drive, for instance. So there's I think we're still sort of figuring it out.
You know, the thing I love about morality is, mm-hmm. if I were to take a question like abortion, drinking, gambling, having cheating on your wife or husband, having sex with more than one person at a time, drugs, I would ask 100 different people, and I would easily get 100 different answers over what's right and what's wrong, what's okay, what's not okay. And that's why I believe if we're going to use the law to punish people, what a person did should be so unequivocally across the line wrong that if the state's going to imprison them, that there's no disagreement. Like, you're not going to find 12 people who would seriously argue that it's okay to go into a bank with a gun, put the gun to the teller's head and say, give me your money. Those 12 jurors, if you were to say you should acquit because that person didn't do anything wrong, they're going to laugh you out of court and
you'd
find you guilty.
You'd probably have to go through 1,000 people to find a psychopath who, you know,
would be that that's okay.
What if she had an itch and they were using the barrel of a gun to scratch for her?
Nick, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that was basically it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number.
Well, these people just derail my conversations.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So more on morality versus legality, or back to James Cleveland? I think, you know, the thing I love about the law is it's so complicated. And so we spent...
That's one of the things I hate about it.
Well, it's interesting to me. I guess maybe it's the
confusing.
Science-y thing. Well, yeah, because we spent an hour over just the definition of disorderly conduct. Like, we all have this
idea. In court today.
In court today. Disorderly conduct. We all have this idea. It's a drunk guy out there being a jerk and, like, you know, really making a mess of things, maybe smashing beer bottles, brawling. That's kind of like of our intuitive understanding. But if you actually look up the law, it has this very precise definition, including failure to follow a lawful order from a police officer. Well, mm-hmm. What the heck is a lawful order? Well, now you have to look that up. A lawful order is when you stay on an area that is closed to the public. Well, what does it mean to be closed to the public? And so
they have a definition for that, too.
And so ultimately, the problem with the law is it uses words, and you're trying to like interpret what did the legislature intend to prohibit and what's reasonable. And that's, thank goodness we have 12 common sense citizens who can look at the facts and just say, what the heck should we do?
Man, you have a lot more faith in those common sense citizens than
I do. He's new here, Mark.
Well, yeah. I have more faith in those 12 citizens than I do in the prosecutor and the police, who have clearly shown that they're insane.
I mean, willing to lie.
And willing, like, they're willing to spend any amount of money, and they're willing to throw James in jail. And it's like, how is putting
for
him in jail?
For 2 years.
How is putting him in jail going to help James? Or like, okay, I think he's learned his lesson. He won't, like, tell the officer no again because he had to spend $8,000. I think he's been punished enough. But they're insistent. No,
oh, it's never enough.
He must go to jail.
Yep.
That's going to teach him a lesson. And I said, well, no, it's not. If anything, it's just going to make him, like, honestly, I think
embittered.
At this point, he's dug in so much that it's actually emboldening him. The more they try and punish him, the more he wants to fight back. So whatever the state is doing, it's counterproductive.
Yep, that's true.
Whatever that behavior they are trying to stop James from doing, he's going to be doing it a heck of a lot more now.
Yeah, I think that tends to be the case when it comes to liberty-minded activist types.
Like, you know,
systems control methods don't have the same effect on us.
Like, I mean, I would not be here in New Hampshire working with you, being a troublemaker, if it weren't for the fact that the state tried to screw me over one time. I was totally innocent, and I had to spend $11,000 protecting my good name and was totally innocent. And I didn't get that money back. For me, it was like $11,000 fine for a crime I didn't even
It
wasn't even like I was accused of murder and there was a dead body. It's like I was accused of murder and the person I was accused of murdering was still alive. There was no crime, period.
This is another thing from the criminal side of things. So on the civil side, a judge can rule, and in many countries it's just the matter of course. It's called the English rule, that if the loser pays the winner's court costs. And if the criminal justice system, if for whatever reason, they drop the charges
were found not guilty.
Yeah, you were found not guilty. They had to pay your court costs. That would make a big difference.
Yes.
I don't know if it would be a game changer, but it would certainly be, I guess it would change the game. I don't know whether it would be huge.
You can file frivolous lawsuits really for next to zero, right? Like, only a few $100 to file a lawsuit. If it doesn't fly, you at the very least have wasted somebody's time. They've had to retain an attorney or whatever and have spent a lot of money.
Well, if it's in civil court, there's a risk the judge could order you to pay the opponent's legal fees, the winning party's legal fees. In the criminal justice system, yeah, even if you win, you lose.
That's absolutely true. And as Mark Stevens has put it over, he's an author of Adventures in Legal Land, whenever they come at you, whether it's criminal or civil, you're losing. Whenever the government comes at you, you're going to lose. At the very least, you're going to lose time. X amount of time in hours or days. And at the most, you'll lose your life. And generally, you'll lose time as far as, sitting in a jail cell or money as well.
And, I guess there's another tragedy that we don't talk about as much. But, not only has James spent over $8,000, in transcription fees, legal fees, 2 years of his life constantly in and out of court.
Yep.
Not only has he... facing a criminal record where he won't be able to be an accountant because he won't be able to get a bond. But ultimately, we have 12 jurors. They've had to spend 3 days of their life, and they get $15 a day. But, the average keen person probably makes about $100 to $200 a day. So they're having to pay because they're taking off work to come deal with this thing that the state and James, we can't come to any type of agreement. The state says, you got to do jail time, and we're saying we didn't do anything wrong. And these 12 jurors, understandably,
they've had 3 days of their lives stolen from
them. And I understand why they have a right to be mad, because they're having to pay a couple hundred dollars each, and that's thousands of dollars of wasted citizens' time and money.
Are they going to take their anger out, if they have some? Are they going to take it out on James, our friend and our co-host, or are they going to set him free and send a message to the system about harassing journalists? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.